announces Christ in the great and perfect truth, itself a method, even in 100,000 myriad couplets. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
To the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. It's a commonplace observation that the lessons that we were taught and the lessons that we learned when we were young often are those that have stuck most deeply in our minds and in our hearts. And I often find that I remember things that Grim Master taught all of us really, when I was a very new monk, that these things seem to have stuck most deeply over the years and seem to be the things that are often most helpful in a practical way that I navigate my way through daily life. Everyone who hears me do Dharma talks, knows this because I quote her teachings all the time, especially those teachings from those early years. This is Founders Day today here when we remember our founder, Master Jiyu, with gratitude and reverence, with love. I want to talk for a few minutes about one of those things that she used to say a lot when I was a young monk, that I find so helpful, and that sometimes my fellow seniors remind me of when I forget it. Many years ago, she would say again and again, remember why you came here. That's why I remember her putting it. Remember why you came here. Of course, we were all living in a monastery with her, training as her monastic disciples. So remember why you came here meant for us, and also remember why you actually became a monk. Remember back to that attitude with which you became a monk. Remember back to what was in your heart when you became a monk. And it also meant, remember why you first came to training and to meditation. Remember why this practice and this teaching lit up from among all the others as being the way to follow. By the time I was ready to start meditating, all the things that I thought I knew or had known, the teachings and values I've been raised with, were being called into question. And there's one thing that I did know, was that I was suffering. I've been suffering all my life, but I just really discovered that I was suffering. And it's shortly after I really began to discover that I was suffering that I found Buddhist teaching and began to read about meditation and to try to do it. Instinctively, one is drawn to one's teacher, to one's practice, to the teaching to which one is suited. For me, that was very instinctive. And it was a very conscious realization that I was suffering that helped me get moving. You know, lots of pain. We don't tend to think of pain as a beneficial thing. But when someone is very good at deluding themselves that they're not in pain when they are, when pain finally breaks through all those layers of mental fog and confusion and rationalization, and when it's just facing the brute fact of pain and its inescapability, well, that's progress, oddly enough. Then when I started to meditate, even though I had some rather ghastly experiences, when I first started, I was trying to follow things I read in books that were written themselves by really confused people. I was trying very sincerely, and I got myself in some trouble very fast. Here again, I came up against suffering. And that drove home, again, the instinctive sense that I needed a teacher. Look how we're making progress here. It didn't feel like progress a lot of the time. It was progress. Hitting that wall of pain, whichever way you turn. Hitting that wall of pain when you turn the wrong way. And being steered the right way. When a senior monk made it clear to me that it was possible for me to become a monk, I went to him later and I said, "I want what you've got." Well, that's good old greed, isn't it? And greed is nice and straightforward. It's not convoluted and warped back on itself in the way that hate and even more so delusion are. Good old greed. I want what you've got. And this person was my own age, only 24, but was light years ahead of me spiritually, and I could see it. I could see it. And that was when the person had trained only a few years with Reverend Master. So along with greed, there was some humility in there. It was a while before I actually met Reverend Master Jiyu. And when I first did, I was very frightened, actually. And she could see that. And she did what she could to help. And when I began training with her, I took some hard knocks right off the bat. I was very erratic, inconsistent individual, a very, very confused young man. And one thing I wasn't confused about was that I'd found what I was looking for, and I really, really wanted to do it. And I wanted to do it enough that I was willing to take the hard knocks, which I brought on myself, of course, and to do the hard work. And it was very hard work. I'd done some difficult things in my life by that time, but when I started doing this, I realized, I used to say to myself, I have never done anything this hard in my life. Then always when I had that thought, the immediate thought that followed right afterwards, and this is the most wonderful thing I've ever tried to do. And in those first years, at the end of each year, I thought, this has been the best year of my life. And then the next year, I'd think, this has been the best year of my life. And the next year, this has been the best year of my life. Those precious years. Training under the guidance of a really great master with a bunch of really sincere people. Today is a good day to remember, for those of us who are monks, why we became monks. For those who are laity, why we came to this training in the first place. Really, for all of us, why we came to it in the first place. No one comes to this in our culture at this time for fame and gain. If anyone does, they're soon disillusioned on that front. We didn't come to this to appear a certain way to the world, to have a certain status. I didn't come to it to help people. That was not at least in my mind, nowhere in my mind. And frankly, it still isn't. If the Eternal wishes to use anything of what I do to help people, that's the Eternal's business, and welcome to it. But I'm not doing this to help people. I started in this because I need help, and I'm still in it because I need help, and because I now couldn't do anything else, even remotely, possibly. Anything else looks like living death to me. When I say I couldn't do anything else, I don't mean that I couldn't appear in another form other than that of a Buddhist monk, or that I couldn't do other kinds of work than I do on a daily basis. Those things don't matter. I mean that I couldn't live without my heart and my life given to the Eternal in the same way that River Master's heart and life were given to the Eternal. What was in her is in all of those who truly follow in her footsteps. You know, her piece of pipe has our pieces of pipe attached to it. And our pieces of pipe have other pieces of pipe attached to us. And it's what flows through them, what flows through all the pipes, that's what's real. And the pipes, well, they're very impermanent, as we all know. But what's in those pipes, what's flowing through them, that's real. The living water of the Spirit, the living blood of the Buddhas, the love of the Eternal, the wisdom of the Eternal. When I became a monk, I was willing to give up everything to do this. And I still find I'm willing to give up everything to do this. In the end, external things don't matter. When I started, I was 24 years old. Now I'm 62. 61, going on 62. Now how long is someone my age going to live? Not real long now. You know, what do the external things matter? When we die, it's not those things that are real to us. They fall away. We're left with the consequences of our own actions and with the Eternal. This is a good day to remember what is real. In the ordination ceremony, the master says to the disciple, "The merit of first mind is the widest and most completely fathomless. Even if Buddhas explain it fully, such explanation can never be enough." Even if Buddhas explain it fully, such explanation can never be enough. First mind is a mind that we came to this with. That naivete, that unconscious trusting of instinct, that simple longing, that humility, that consciousness of our need. This is a good day to remember those things.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds.